Welcome to the seminar. It is called Enlivening the Spiritual Heart.
Dobrodošli na ovaj seminar koji nosi naslov Oživljavanje duhovnog srca.
Seya da dhamma dhava Jaya kunja bihari Jaya radha madhava Jaya kunja bihari Jaya radha madhava Jaya kunya bihari Gopi jana vallabha Jaya Giri Varadadi Jaya Giri Varadadi Yasoda nandana Jaya Vraja Janarandana Jaya Vraja Janarandana Soda nandana Jaya Vraja Janarandana Dana randana Yasoda nandana Jaya Vraja Dana randana Jaya Vraja Dana randana Jaya Dhamuna Tiravana Chadi Jaya Punya Bihadi Jaya Dhamuna Tiravana Jadi Jaya Kunya Bihadi Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunya Bihadi Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunya Bihadi Jaya Gopi Dana Vallabha Jaya Kunya Bihadi Jaya Gopi Dana Vallabha
Tiravanatari, Tayakunya Vihade. Jaya Damuna Tiravanatari, Tayakunya Vihade. Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunya Vihari 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 Prabhupada Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Go, Premanandi, Hari Hari Bol.
So, Hare Krishna, I want to greet you very affectionately from my heart. I'm very happy to give this seminar to you.
Pozdravljam vas sa velikom ljubavlju iz dubine svoga srca i vrlo sam sretan što mogu držati ovaj seminar danas.
The title of our seminar, which will go for the complete length of our Prushka Gauranga camp 2005 will be enlivening the spiritual heart.
Taj seminar će se odvijati tokom cijelog trajanja Prushka Gauranga kampa i njegovo je ime oživljavanje duhovnog srca.
Yes. I'm very sorry that this time we could serve you prasadam only a little late, so now you will be in your you have to do two things, listening and digesting. But I think the subject matter is interesting enough to capture your full attention.
Žao mi je što smo danas mogli servirati prasadam samo ovako kasno, pa ćete sada morati dve stvari odjednom raditi, i slušati i probavljati hranu, ali vjerujem da je tema tako interesantna da će vam ipak zaokupiti pažnju.
Yes. Please do give your best and I will try the same.
I zato molim vas, učinite sve što možete, a i ja ću pokušati to isto.
Enlivening the spiritual heart.
Oživljavanje duhovnog srca.
It's a title which, or it's a seminar which hopes to give you practical tools in your hand so that you can be more inspired in your spiritual life.
To je seminar koji će vam, nadam se, omogućiti da dobijete neke praktične alatke koje ćete nositi u svojim rukama i koje će vam pomagati da ostvarite svoje cilje.
In this seminar we will discuss sources of inspirations.
Za vrijeme seminara ćemo govoriti o izvorima inspiracije.
We will talk about different varieties of faith and how this faith can be developed and maintained.
O različitim tipovima vjere i kako se ona može razviti i održavati.
We will also look at different questions like the relationship to the spiritual master.
Također ćemo uzeti u obzir različita pitanja poput odnosa sa duhovnim učiteljem.
We will have a little japa workshop.
Imaćemo malu japa radionicu.
And today we will start with the most difficult point.
A danas počinjemo sa najtežom stvari.
The principle of spiritual life.
Sa samim načelom ili principom duhovnog života.
Selflessness.
A to je nesebičnost.
Each one of us lives in an own little universe.
Svako od nas živi u svom malenom univerzumu.
Which has one center.
Koji ima jedno središte.
I and mine.
Ja i moje.
Is the center of our universe.
I to je središte našeg univerzuma.
This little universe has many layers.
Taj malecni univerzum ima puno različitih
coverings,
omotača, prekrivača,
like a prison house,
kao i zatvor,
which limit us.
I ti nas prekrivači ograničavaju.
There is one little door out of this universe of self-centeredness.
Ali postoje nama male vratašca koja nas mogu izvesti iz ovog svemira samousređenosti.
It's the door of selflessness.
I to su vrata nesebičnosti.
And as you can imagine, it's not always easy to go through this door.
I kao što možete sami zamisliti, nije uvijek lagano ići kroz ta vrata.
Our whole spiritual process is trying to reach this door.
Cijeli naš duhovni proces nas vodi ka pokušaju da prođemo kroz ta vrata.
Bhakti yoga means to offer selfless devotional service without anyabhilashita shunyam, without self-centered motives.
Bhakti yoga znači nesebično služiti s devocijom bez sebičnih motiva.
What do we feel when we hear this word selflessness?
Šta osjećamo kad čujemo tu riječ nesebičnost?
I have found out in my own life that sometimes when I hear this word an anxiety flares up.
Kada u svom sam ličnom primjeru našao da ponekad kad čujem tu riječ onda se u meni probudi tjeskoba.
Oh, selflessness.
It means I have to surrender more.
Nesebičnost, pa to znači da se trebam više predati.
For some it means I have to give up my needs, my wants.
Za neke to znači ja trebam se odreći od svojih potreba, od svojih potraživanja.
Something selflessness means to become the doormat of other people's desire, where they go and go like.
Nesebičnost ponekad znači onaj prostirač ispred vrata za želje drugih ljudi na koje oni dođu i obrišu svoje noge.
Selflessness means to become a non-entity, to give up my identity, my special desires of my hairstyle.
Pa nesebično znači postati ne biće, odreći se svog identiteta, odreći se svoje individualnosti, svoje frizure na primjer.
I have to become like Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj.
Trebao bih postati poput Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj.
Serving, 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 serving.
Služenje, služenje, služenje.
I don't want this.
A ja to ne želim.
We are surrounded by the me generation.
Okruženi smo ja generacijom.
And the Hare Krishna movement has also become solidly influenced. It's the me Hare Krishna movement.
Svjesnost Krišne je postala značajno čvrsto uslovljena time, s snažnim utjecajem i ona je postala ja Hare Krishna pokret.
Nowadays, devotees will talk very much about their interests, their projects, their desires, their individual developments of life.
Danas će Bhakti jako puno govoriti o svojim ličnim projektima, o svojim ličnim potrebama, o svojim ličnim željama, o svojim ličnim razvitkom u životu.
What means true selflessness?
A što znači istinska nesebičnost?
I will quote one very nice definition, I think, which every one of us can identify with.
I sada ću navesti jednu vrlo zanimljivu definiciju sa kojom se vjerujem svako od nas može identificirati.
It does not mean to think less of yourself.
To ne znači misliti manje na sebe.
It means to think of yourself less.
To znači misliti na sebe manje.
I will challenge you a few times. So, who can say Mathura Kishori? What does this mean?
Što to znači Mathura Kishori?
So, selflessness does not mean to think, oh, I'm fallen, I'm useless, I'm.
Znači, nesebičnost ne znači misliti ja sam beskoristan, ja sam pao, ja sam vakav, ja sam, ono da ostane samo ja.
Selflessness means you don't think so much of yourself.
Nesebičnost znači jednostavno ne misliti tako puno na sebe.
That doesn't mean you think of yourself low or high.
To ne znači da o sebi misliš da si uzvišen ili nikakav.
It means you have something else to think about.
Već jednostavno znači da imaš neke druge stvari o kojima misliš.
Selflessness means to reclaim your royal identity.
Nezavisno znači ponovo prihvatiti svoje kraljevsko porijeklo.
Where you think of Krishna.
Kada mislite na Krishnu.
And how to serve him.
I kako ga služiti.
Where you think of others.
Kada mislite na druge.
And how to serve them.
I kako ih služiti.
And by this you will become really happy.
I čineći to postat ćete zaista sretni.
Do you know that in America they wanted to find out who's the most happy person?
Da li znate da su u Americi htjeli utvrditi ko je najsretniji čovjek?
Because in America they do so much for happiness.
Jer u Americi rade tako puno stvari da bi postali sretni.
And after a huge investigation they found out those are the most happy people in the world who serve others.
I nakon velikog istraživanja utvrdili su da su najsretniji ljudi svijeta oni koji služe drugim.
And these people have put themselves out of the center and something else in the center.
Oni su umjesto sebe nešto drugo stavili u središte.
The most happy person is usually who puts Krishna in the center and who serves him, who works for him, who thinks of him.
A najsretniji čovjek je obično onaj koji stavlja Krišnu u centar i koji ga služi i koji misli na njega.
But the person who thinks always I, me, mine, he after some time will become two things, bored and frustrated.
A osoba koja stalno misli ja, mene i moje, uskoro će postati dvije stvari. Postat će mu jako dosadno i također će se isfrustrirati.
I want to now, because we are a little tired, make an experiment which you will never forget for the rest of your life.
A sada, pošto smo malo umorni, želimo da napravimo jedan mali eksperiment koji nećete zaboraviti do kraja svoga života.
It will be extremely intense.
Vrlo će biti jako intenzivno.
I will request one of you to leave the room.
Zamolit ću jednoga od vas da napusti ovu prostoriju.
And when this person, and after some time we will call him in.
A nakon nekog vremena ćemo ga pozvati da uđe.
And we will perform an experiment of kinesiology on him. Kinesiology.
I da, i poslije ćemo na njemu izvesti taj eksperiment, ne znam šta je to. Kinezologija.
Kinesiologiji, yes. So I have carefully thought for half a year who of you could with whom we could make the experiment.
Tokom pola godine sam vrlo pažljivo razmišljao ko bi među vama mogao biti dostojna ličnost da se nad njim izvrši taj eksperiment.
This morning I prayed to Radha Shyamasundar to give me the inspiration.
I jutros sam se molio Radha Shyamasundari da mi daju inspiraciju.
It must be a person who is strong.
To mora biti snažna osoba.
And very strong in mind also.
I također vrlo postojana uma.
And ideally who is not known so much amongst you.
I idealno je bilo da nije jako poznat među svima vama.
And I have decided after long prayer that Madhavananda is the right person.
I nakon duge molitve zaključio sam da Madhavananda mora biti prava ličnost za to.
It's a very safe experiment. Du brauchst keine Sorge zu haben.
So
there will be someone who will walk with you outside and make sure that you don't listen to the instructions which we hear.
Neko će stajati tamo.
Wait. Andre, would you be so kind to go with Madhavananda and just go in a region of the camp where Madhavananda cannot not even intuitively by mental abilities find out what we say. You just park him there. And then you come here until we call him back, okay? Just bring him there and make sure he stays there. Hare Krishna. My dear devotees, the experiment which you will see performed live on an innocent victim is something which will show you the power of the mind.
Dragi Bhakte, ovaj eksperiment koji ćete vidjeti uživo izveden nad nevinom žrtvom ima za cilj da vam pokaže koja je snaga uma.
Too many of us have dark thoughts of their mind.
Previše ljudi među nama ima mračnih misli u svojim umovima.
Thoughts of selfishness.
To su misli sebičnosti.
They think of themselves too much.
Previše misle na sebe.
And they have entered sometimes the realm of frustration and boredom.
I zašli su u to područje frustracije i dosade.
We will call in Madhavananda. I hope he is Admabu. Is he listening? Can he hear? Because or is he far away? Yeah, okay. He cannot hear. So, when he comes, slušajte.
Znači, kada dođe,
then, this is not part of the experiment.
Ovo nije dio eksperimenta.
But it will be very intense, yeah. I will give you two instructions.
Daću vam dvije upute.
Instruction A and instruction B.
Uputa A i uputa B.
At this time, who is a strong devotee amongst you? Među vama, physical strong?
Koji bhakta je fizički dosta snažan?
You. He's also my yoga helper. At that time, we will request him to make his hand like this, and you will gently, but with strength, push his arm down. He will try to keep it up. Kinesiology.
Da, znači, kada on uđe, zmadavana da zamoli ćemo ga da isprži ruku, a ti ćeš mu pritiskati nježno, ali snažno, i on će pokušavati ispraviti. To je kineziologija.
In experiment R, we will think only nice things about Mr. Madhava.
Za vrijeme eksperimenta A mislit ćemo samo dobre stvari o Madhavanandi, o gospodinu Madhavi.
How happy we are that he came.
Kako smo sretni što je došao.
How we appreciate that he is a devotee.
Koliko cijenimo to što je on bhakta.
We really send him positive thoughts.
Odašiljat ćemo mu zaista pozitivne misli.
In experiment B,
a u eksperimentu B,
we will think how he is really the last person in the universe.
A onda ćemo misliti, pa to je zadnji čovjek u ovom svemiru.
We will think, for instance, things like his frizura is really not nice.
Mislit ćemo primjer stvari kao što je to da je njegova frizura očajna.
We will think that maybe he does not keep all the four regulative principles.
Mislit ćemo, možda se ne pridržava svih četiri regulativnih principa.
We will really think things which of course are not totally evil, but which are really discouraging if we would hear them.
Mislit ćemo na stvari koje nisu zaista potpuno zle, međutim su dosta obeshrabrujuće za čovjeka koji bi ih čuo.
And we will see if there is a difference when a Murari Chaitanya gently, you don't have to do it with force, but gently, you know, but with strength. And it's easy because you have the longer thing, you know. We will see if there is a difference.
Onda ćemo vidjeti da li postoji neka razlika u tome kada će Murari pritiskati njegovu ruku.
Madhavananda does know about the experiment.
Madhavananda ne zna za ovaj eksperiment.
Is the experiment clear?
Da li je vama jasno?
But I really need your cooperation.
Ali vaša saradnja mi je zaista potrebna.
It's a scientific experiment.
To je jedan naučni eksperiment.
Give your best.
I dajte sve od sebe.
Let us see if our thoughts influence this experiment.
Pogledajmo da li ćete naše misli imati utjecaja na taj eksperiment.
But please don't do what all the time the Serbian devotees do. Versus, if it's interesting, they will just relax a little and my neighbor is performing the experiment, I will just watch.
Nemojte sada raditi ono što obično radi srpske bakte. Kad se nešto interesantno dešava, onda se mi opustimo i gledamo, mislimo, pa ovaj moj susjed će učestvovati u eksperimentu, ja ću samo posmatrati.
I have decided, after asking Prabhupada in my heart, if any one of you does like this, I will perform an experiment on him.
Odlučio sam, nakon što sam u svom srcu, nakon što sam za to pitao Prabhupada, ako bilo ko od vas se tako bude ponašao, na njemu ću izvoditi eksperiment.
So you have to be there with full strength and I see everything during this experiment. Shalom se. It's all right. Please, are you willing to give me your full support for the experiment? You are. Dobro. We will do it. And after we have thought in experiment B a little bit disencouraging, we will mentally beg forgiveness from Madhavananda.
A nakon što u eksperimentu B budemo malo tako nepovoljno mislili na njega, onda ćemo mentalno zatražiti oproštaj od Madhavananda.
I will take all the karma of this experiment.
Ja preuzimam svu karmu ovog eksperimenta.
All right. So, Admabuji, please get Madhavananda and his assistant. You can stand already there. And be very serious. Bravo. Hare Krishna Madhavananda. Please stand here. Madhavananda, have you heard of kinesiology? Good. We will perform a simple, you know, stand like this. We will perform a simple kinesiologisches, I only know it in German, experiment on you. Please stretch your hand like this, the right hand, right arm. And only when I tell you, this is Murari Chaitanya, he's a very good man. he will push your hand down, like here, and you should offer as much resistance to his pushing as you can. You can stand in a good position, yeah. And I wish that you have a safe and relaxed mood in your mind. It will be only this. Also, wir machen nicht irgendwas Komisches, dass da plötzlich jemand auf dich springt oder da, wo du brauchst. Du kannst dich ganz auf das konzentrieren. I will tell him, and I can tell you in English because otherwise you think I'm saying. Madhavananda. You can be in peace. There will be nothing else than this pushing down. There will not that you expect some danger or something that you have to look around, that there will be a tiger jumping on you or something. It's just, and Murari, once again, don't do it fast. You have to give him the chance to really, you know, really, and give your best, Madhavananda. Yes? So, I will give the audience two instructions.
Sada ću publici dati dva uputstva.
It's very important that you don't do it so fast, but you also have to give your best. You can even climb on the thing if it's... yes. Okay. Does everyone remember instruction A?
Da li se svi vi sjećate uputstva A?
Look at Madhavananda.
Gledajte Madhavanandu.
And now we start with the experiment.
I počinjemo sada s eksperimentom.
Instruction A and Murari Chaitanya do and Madhavananda give your best.
Uputstvo A primijenjeno na Madhavanandu.
Instruction A, don't forget your instruction. Okay. Thank you very much, Madhavananda. You were really wonderful. Bravo! Please shake your arm a little bit. So now the blood will go and he will have more strength because he's exercise. Do you all remember the instruction B?
Da li se svi sjećate uputstva B?
Okay. We will do again the same experiment.
Izvest ćemo ponovo isti eksperiment.
Are you ready, Madhavananda? Good. When I say instruction B, then you... Okay. Remember, afterwards we do something so that we have no problem.
Poslije eksperimenta učinimo ono nešto tako da ne bi imali problema.
This is much harder now for us. Okay. Instruction B and start the experiment, Murari Chaitanya. Okay. Thank you very much, Madhavananda. Remain here. Madhavananda, did you find a difference?
Da li misli da Madhavananda vidio razliku?
I was so absorbed.
Ja sam bio toliko sresređen da... možemo da ponovimo?
This is not planned in the experiment.
To nije planirano kao dio eksperimenta. Ponavljanje.
Did you find a difference between experiment 1 or experiment 2? Was it easier at one stage or was it more difficult?
Dakle, osjećao sam veću snagu za vreme eksperimenta A. Više snage sam osjećao.
This is a very I'm happy that it turned out like this.
Jako sam srećan što je sve ovako ispalo.
We did this experiment with the Pandava Senas. Please remain here. The Pandava Sena, we had one, and in the experiment A, we thought all positive about the person who was before the person on which we performed the experiment.
Kad smo radili taj eksperiment drugi put, onda smo isto tako mislili sve pozitivno o osobi u prvom, tokom prvog eksperimenta.
And on experiment B, we all thought very negatively about the person, but we begged forgiveness afterwards.
A za vrijeme drugog eksperimenta smo negativno mislili, da smo nakon toga molili za oprost.
And we found out in the Bavarian farm that when we were there, that it was so on experiment A, the person had so much strength, but experiment B, the arm went just like.
I tako na bavarskoj farmi se to dešavalo i otkrili smo da je za vrijeme prvog eksperimenta A osoba imala tako puno snage u ruci, a za vrijeme eksperimenta B jednostavno mu se ruka spustila.
You seem to have felt the same thing when
everyone
thought with supportive thoughts about you, it was you had more strengths, but when everyone in experiment B thought negatively about you, you had less strengths.
Kad su te ljudi podržavali svojim mislima, onda si bio snažniji, a kad su mislili negativno na tebi, imao si manje snage.
I admit that such experiments, especially when you build them up as sensational as I did it, have sometimes their weaknesses, but I'm happy that it worked also with Madhavananda.
Priznajem da ovakvi eksperimenti, posebno kad ih pokušavate učiniti tako senzacionalnim kao što ja to pokušavam, imaju svoje slabosti i drago mi je da je sve ovako lijepo ispalo sa Madhavanandom.
It's really very powerful, our thoughts.
Naše misli su zaista vrlo moćne.
When we think good about other people, they can develop so nicely.
Kada mislimo dobro o drugim ljudima, oni se mogu fino razvijati.
When we think bad about other people, usually they develop very badly.
A kada loše mislimo o drugima, oni se u negativnom pravcu i razvijaju.
But now comes my main point.
Ali sada dolazi moja glavna poanta.
If you yourself have positive I would say spiritual thoughts.
Ako vi sami imate pozitivne ili rekao bih duhovne misli,
you can advance very quickly.
Vrlo brzo možete napredovati.
But if you have very negative thoughts about yourself and think that it's not possible and that you are very fallen, may very weak, maybe very low class, then you will not develop at all.
Ali ako gajite negativne misli prema sebi, ako mislite da ste jako pali, ako mislite da ste low class, onda jednostavno se nećete razviti dobro.
In the seminar Enlivening the Spiritual Heart, we will teach you how to become very strong.
Na ovom seminaru Buđenje ili oživljavanje duhovnog srca, učit ćemo vas kako da postanete vrlo snažni.
Strong on your own and also how you can empower others by thinking and acting positively towards them.
Kako da i sami postanete snažni, a također kako da opunomoćite i druge ili da pravilno djelujete prema drugima.
Yes. And the first instruction is to put yourself out of the center, the I and mine.
И прва упута е извучи себе из средишта, из концепција ја и мој.
We hear that this in the Bhagavatam that the false ego is like a knot.
Сазнајмо из Бхагаватама да е лажни ја попут чвора.
A powerful knot which binds the soul to the material energy.
Чврстог чвора кој везује душу за материјална енергија.
So that the soul only is aware of its interest in terms of the body and the mind.
Тако да е душа свесна само своих интереса кои се односе на тело и ум.
A person who is increasing this knot or makes this knot of material existence harder and harder.
А особа која чврсче и чврсче стеже тај чвор материјалног постојања.
Will sink in a totally selfish and mental environment.
Таква ќе особа потонете во врло себично и ментално окружение.
This will bind you eventually to low self-esteem.
И тоа ќе вас конечно везати со осеќајма ниже вредности,
fears,
со страховима,
jealousy of others who you think have more than you have.
Љубомора на други за кои мислите да имају више него што вие имате.
You will become insensitive towards others.
Постаќете неосетливи према другима.
You will become neglectful of others.
Занемаривачете их.
And you will lose the most wonderful quality that is gratitude.
Изгубите најдивнију одлику која се зове захвалност.
Gratitude to Krishna.
Захвалност према Кришни.
How can you become selfless?
Како да постанете несебични?
Selflessness is really, or to become selfless is really like learning a new language.
Учење несебичности е исто како и учење странок језик.
You have to look at the world with a different mental language.
На свет морате гледате кроз другачи ментални јазик.
The mental language is no longer how can this person increase my enjoyment.
И тај јазик више не пита како ќе ова особа повеќати моје уживање.
The new language you have to learn is how I can serve the other person's advancement.
Нови јазик кој учите е како да служим напретку друге особе.
The old language is I, me and mine.
Стари јазик е ја, мене, моје.
The new language is Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
А нови каже Кришна, Кришна, Кришна.
When you learn a new language, you have to always be on guard that you speak it properly.
Каде учите нови јазик, увек треба да бидете пажливи да га правилно изговарате.
I am trying for a long time to learn the sweet Yugoslavian language.
Веќе пуно време на покушавам научити дражесни југословенски јазик.
And I know things like sve najbolje, za tebe.
И научио сам ствари како што се све најбоље и за тебе.
Морски ешт.
Морски еш.
I know plivanje.
Знам и пливање.
I know ja sam gladan.
Знам и ја сам гладан.
I know many things.
Пуно ствари знам.
And now when I want to speak it, I always have to go into my language center.
Али ако желим говорити, морам доќи во свој јазички центар.
And think very carefully.
И пажливо размислете.
I cannot say ich bin hungrig. I have to say ja sam gladan.
Не могу речи на немачком, веќе на југословенско јазику.
Yes. I have to label things which I know in a different way.
И ствари морам одмиравати на другачиј начин.
It's an adventure.
Тоа е една авантура.
So, if you wish to learn selflessness,
и ако желите да се научите несебичност,
you have to learn the language.
Морате да савладате јазик.
The mental language.
Ментални јазик.
Is this what I do now advantageous for curing the diseases of the material atmosphere?
Дали ово што сада радим поддржава ослободење од болести материјални постојања?
Have I done something for the happiness of Lord Krishna and of the Vaishnavas?
Дали сам учинио нешто за задоволство Господа Кришна и други Вајшнава?
Have I loved? Or did I just expect love and attention for myself?
Дали сам волио или једноставно очекивао љубов и пажња за себе?
It's not so easy.
Није тоа тако лако.
It's a difficult language.
Težak je to jezik.
I think we all agree to this.
I mislim da se svi slažemo s tim.
But it is necessary.
Ali neophodan je.
I want to say something now about the advantages and the disadvantages of the grihastha ashram. Listen very carefully because it's most probably something for you.
A sada želim reći nešto o prednostima i nedostacima grihastha ashrama. Pažljivo slušajte jer vjerojatno se ovo odnosi i na vas.
There are many advantages in the grihastha ashram.
Ima puno prednosti taj grihastha ashram.
Some material stability.
Neka materijalna stabilnost.
We can experience a little bit more how do you say, we learn many things because our partner is often like a mirror who shows us things which we couldn't see so well because of that natural, they call it, self-blindness.
Učimo mnoge stvari zato što nam je partner nešto poput ogledala koje nam pokazuje puno stvari o nama koje prije nismo vidjeli primijetiti zbog tako nazvanog samosljepila.
But there are also dangers in the marriage.
Ali postoji opasnosti u braku.
You could become more self-centered.
Možete postati još više usredsređeni na sebi.
This is usually found when two new, when a young woman and a young man, or nowadays old woman and old man, also possible, find themselves. All of a sudden, they just are so happy that finally I found someone who's willing to share my little world.
Da, ponekad se dešava se da mladi čovjek i žena ili u današnje vrijeme i stariji čovjek i žena i to se dešava. Jednostavno postanu toliko sretni što su našli nekoga s kojima mogu dijeliti svoj mali svijet.
Before I found this person, I was only a half circle.
Prije nego što sam našla tu osobu, bio sam samo pola kruga.
Now with this person, I will build a full circle.
A sada uz njegovu ili njenu pomoć izgradit ću cijeli krug.
This is how Platon described the intense enthusiasm which is there in new relationships.
Na taj način Platon objašnjava snažni entuzijazam koji vidimo pri novim odnosima.
So the two people form a full circle.
Dvoje ljudi tako obrazuju puni krug.
And they distance themselves from their old friends and old lives.
I udaljavaju se međutim od starih prijatelja i starih načina života.
They have no time for their old friends.
Nemaju vremena za stare drugove.
And the old friends are feeling heartbroken.
A oni osjećaju kako su im srca slomljena.
Don't you care for us?
Zar vas nije briga za nas?
Where are your words? You are my friend, only words.
Zar se to što si mi govorio da sam ti prijatelj, zar su to bile samo prazne riječi?
And the old friends might feel this person is very selfish.
I stari onda drugovi mogu misliti pa ovaj čovjek vrlo sebičan.
We don't want to have anything to do with the person.
Ne želimo ništa imati s njim.
This can sometimes happen.
I to se može dogoditi.
In all ashrams, selfishness can be a great disturbance.
U svim ashramima sebičnost može biti veliko uznemirenje.
Brahmacharis and sannyasis can be the most selfish persons you ever met.
Brahmachari i sannyasi mogu biti najsebičnije ličnosti koje ste ikada sreli.
Therefore the brahmachari has to serve his guru.
Zato brahmachari mora služiti guru.
And it's not always easy.
A to nije uvijek lako.
Ask the servants of Srila Prabhupada.
Pitajte Prabhupadove sluge.
Because one has to get out of his own selfishness.
Jer tada čovjek mora napustiti svoju sebičnost.
Sannyasis. No private life, have to serve others.
Sanjasi nemaju privatni život, moraju služiti drugi.
Grihastas. Prabhupada was once asked by a young man, what is now my duty towards my wife, now where I am married?
I jedan je mladić pitao Prabhupada, koje su moje dužnosti prema mojoj ženi sad kad sam vjenčan?
Prabhupada didn't speak about psychology.
Prabhupada nije govorio o psihologiji.
He didn't speak about sexuality, what is it, sexology or whatever.
Nije o seksologiji.
He spoke about how to not become selfish in a grihastha combination.
Govorio o tome kako ne postati sebičan u grihastha.
He said when you have cooked something,
kad si nešto skuhao, rekao je,
you please go on the street.
Onda izađi na ulicu.
And you say, we have cooked something, everyone who's hungry, please come and eat.
Skuhali smo nešto i svi koji su gladni neka dođu da jedu.
Then you eat afterwards.
A onda vi jedite nakon toga.
the American Grihastha was bewildered.
Američki Grihastha bio zbunjen.
And towards the same morning walk, he asked Prabhupada again the same question, because he thought, maybe Prabhupada has not heard my question.
I onda na to isto jutarnje šetnje ponovo postavio isto pitanje Prabhupadu, misleći pa možda Prabhupad nije čuo što sam ja
pitao.
Ali Prabhupad je ponovio svoje uputstvo.
In all ashrams, we must be careful to not become selfish.
U svim ashramima trebamo biti pažljivi da ne postanemo sebični.
It's Maya's trick.
To je Majin trik.
To make people think that they will become happy when they are just taking care of their own wants and needs.
Navodi ljude da misle kako će postati sretni ako misle samo na svoje vlastite potrebe.
How can you start your own adventure in the kingdom of selflessness?
Kako da započnete svoju vlastitu avanturu u kraljevstvu nesebičnosti?
It's very simple.
Pa jako je jednostavno.
The first step is,
prvi korak,
don't think so often of yourself.
Nemojte tako često misliti na sebe.
Escape this type of thought.
Izbjegavajte takvu vrstu misli.
Think of others.
Pobjegnite vi, mislite na druge.
Be grateful to what the Lord gives you.
Budite zahvalni na onome što vam je Gospod dao.
You will see a tremendous change in your life.
I primijetit ćete ogromnu promjenu u životu.
Do you know these people who think the holy me oh. Should I do this? Should I do that? Or maybe the other thing?
Da li znate one ljude koji cijeli dan mislio, jao, ja, mene, kako, šta da uradim, da li uradim ovo ili da uradim ono?
Get out of this circle.
Izvucite se iz tog kruga.
This circle will destroy you and your spirituality.
Jer taj krug će uništiti vas i vašu duhovnost.
Read, for instance, about Krishna.
Čitajte na primjer o Krišni.
Read about the saints.
Čitajte o svetcima.
Hear their example and meditate about this.
Slušajte i meditirajte na taj primjer koji oni postavljaju.
And immediately you are happy.
I odmah postajete sretni.
And you will be able to lift 2000 centenas.
I bit ćete u stanju da dignete 2000 kilograma.
I will say this for our translator. He needs to understand what he speaks, otherwise it doesn't reach your heart. You know, you will get strength in your body.
Dobit ćete snagu u svome tijelu.
Those who think all the time of themselves, you can see from 20 kilometers, ooh, another person on the wrong path.
Oni koji stalno misle o sebi, s 20 kilometara možete vidjeti, evo još jedne osobe na krivom putu.
On this summer camp, I want to request you to go into the adventure of thinking less about yourself.
A za vrijeme ovog ljetnjeg kampa želim vas zamoliti da prihvatite avanturu mišljenja manje o samome sebi.
Think about Krishna.
Mislite na Krishnu.
Tomorrow we will talk about Krishna from the scriptures.
Sutra ćemo govoriti o Krishni kakav je opisan u spisima.
Think of how to serve the Vaishnavas by speaking confidential things with them.
Mislite o tome na to kako da služite Vaishnave govoreći o povjerljivim stvarima s njima.
Take the medicine.
Uzmite lijek.
Think less of your knot in the heart.
Manje mislite na čvor u srcu.
And think more about the sun of Krishna consciousness.
A više na svjetlo ili sunce svjesnosti Krishna.
And how can you maintain selflessness?
A kako da se održite na tom položaju nesebičnosti?
Someone who has a very strong bhajan, he can be selfless.
Onaj koji je čvrst u bhajanu može biti nesebičan.
Someone who is nourished every day with a nice spiritual inspiration can maintain this difficult path of selflessness.
Na teškom putu nesebičnosti se može održavati onaj koji se svakodnevno hrani sa snažnom duhovnom energijom.
On this day I remember Srila Prabhupada.
I ovoga dana se sjećam Prabhupada.
Who came when he was elderly to the West. He gave up Vrindavan Dham.
U poznijem dobu života došao je na zapad ostavljajući Vrindavan Dham.
There was pujari of a temple which is called Advaita Bhavan in Shantipur, who told us just recently something very nice about Prabhupada, which will make your heart understand what is selflessness.
I postoji jedan pujari od Advaita Bhavanu koji nam je tek nedavno rekao nešto o Prabhupadu, a što će nas naučiti što znači biti nesebičan.
This pujari had noticed that every Sunday a grihastha came. He looked like coming from Calcutta in a very nice white dhoti, and he went behind the temple into the temple courtyard to sit down under a tree.
Taj pujari primijetio da bi svake nedelje došao neki grihasta koji je djelovao kao da je iz Kalkute, bio odjeven u bijeli doti vrlo fini i došao bi i otišao iza hrama u hramsko dvorište i sjeo tamo.
And he chanted with tears in his eyes the Maha Mantra.
Sjeo bi i sa suzama u očima bi mantrao Maha Mantra.
Once a month this grihasta came.
Jednom mjesečno bi taj grihasta dolazio.
To the tree.
To drveta.
And he sat before the meeting place of Nityananda Prabhu, Mahaprabhu and Advaita Acharya Prabhu.
I sjedio je do mjesta gdje bi se znali nalaziti Advaita, Nityananda i Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
In Bengal, these three Prabhus are called the teen Prabhus.
U Bengalu ta tri pravoca nazivaju tim pravo.
They used to meet at Advaita Acharya's house to discuss the strategies how to bless the world with Krishna consciousness.
Oni su se običavali nalaziti u kući Advaita Prabhua i diskutirali su strategiju blagosiljenja svijeta sa svjesnošću Krišne.
After many years, the pujari didn't see this grihastha any longer.
I puno godina je prošlo kako taj pujari više nije viđao tog grihastu.
He forgot him.
I zaboravio je na njega.
Not completely, as we will see.
Ne u potpunosti, kao što ćemo vidjeti.
Then one day, a sannyasi came.
Jednoga je dana došao sannyasi.
The pujari was doing his decoration of Advaita Acharya in the main temple and he saw from the corner of the eye.
Pujari je ukrašavao Advaita Acharya u glavnom hramu i krajičkom oka je spazio.
When he was ready, he went into the courtyard and he saw the sannyasi sitting at the same spot.
I kada je bio gotov, došao u dvorište, vidio je sannyasija kako sjedi na istom mjestu.
Only this time the sannyasi was crying.
Samo što je sada sannyasi plakao.
Much more.
Puno više.
He was chanting.
Mantrao je.
He was paying his obeisances.
I odavao poštovanje.
Pujari went back.
Pujari se vratio natrag.
He didn't want to disturb.
Nije želio stvarati uznemirenje.
In the evening the sannyasi came and passed the temple.
A onda je na večer sannyasi prošao pored
hrama. The pujari stopped him.
I pujari ga je zaustavio.
Excuse me, are you the same person who came as a grihastha?
Izvini, da li si ti ona ista osoba koja je ovdje dolazila i kao grihastha?
Sannyasi looked at him.
A sannyasi ga je pogledao.
I'm sorry, said the pujari, but there came a grihastha who sat at the same spot as you and he also chanted and cried with so much bhakti.
Oprosti, ali bio jedan grihasta koji je dolazio i sjedao na isto mjesto kao i ti, onda je tamo mantrao i plakao se jako puno vakti.
Are you the same person?
Da li si ti ista osoba?
Sannyasi looked at him.
Sannyasi ga je pogledao.
I came in my previous ashram here.
U svom prethodnom ashramu sam dolazio ovdje.
You are very moved, said the pujari. What is moving you?
Jako si dirnut. Šta te je to dirnulo?
The sannyasi said, my Guru Maharaj has given me this impossible order.
Moj Guru Maharaj mi je dao ovu nemoguću naredbu.
I should go to America and spread Krishna consciousness.
Trebam ići u Ameriku i širiti svjesnost Krishna.
At that time, America meant hell in Bengal.
na Bengalu je u to vrijeme Amerika značila pakao.
Pujari said that, no, don't go to America, that's very dangerous, they eat meat there.
A Pujari mu rekao, nemoj ići u Ameriku, jako je tamo opasno, tamo jedu meso.
Sanyasi looked at him and said, tomorrow I'm going.
A Sanyasi mu je rekao, ga je pogledao i rekao, odlazim sutra.
And I came to pray like I've come in my grihastha times to pray to Lord Chaitanya, Nitananda, Advaita Acharya for milost.
I došao sam se moliti kao što sam i dolazio za vrijeme svoga grihastha života ovdje da bi molio Chaitanyu Nityanandu za milost.
Milost means mercy.
Milost.
Again the pujari forgot about this personality.
I ponovo je pujari zaboravio na tu osobu.
Only a few years later he saw that there were white skinned bhaktas coming.
A samo nekoliko godina kasnije vidio je kako tu dolaze bhakte bijele boje kože.
One day he didn't know English, he came to him and asked Guru Maharaj.
Jednog dana on nije bio znao engleski, prišao jednom bhaktu i pitao ga Guru Maharaj.
And the white boy understood him in some ways. He took the magazine out of his shoulder bag and showed him a picture. Then the pujari knew.
I onda taj bijeli mladić na neki način razumio pujarija i izvukao je časopis svoje torbe i pokazio mu sliku.
He saw the same person whom he had seen when he was a grihastha.
Vidio istu osobu koju je vidio kao grihastu.
He saw the same person whom he had seen chanting with tears in his eyes when he was a sannyasi.
Istu osobu koga je vidio kao sannyasija kako mantra sa suzama u očima.
He saw Srila Prabhupada.
Vidio Srila Prabhupada.
I think this is so much an example of selflessness.
Mislim da je ovo veliki primjer nesebičnosti.
Now I feel very much we are products of selfless devotees.
Iako sam ubeđen da smo mi sami proizvod nesebičnih bhakta.
And I feel it's very important for us to think about this ethical founding or foundation of our lives.
I mislim da sve nas vrlo značajno da mislimo na taj etički temelj ili osnovu našeg života.
Don't fall into the trick of Maya.
Nemojte pasti na Majine trikove.
Become selfless.
Postanite nesebični.
I sometimes see when devotees come to Mayapur.
Vidim ponekad da kad bhakta dođe u Mayapur,
that they feel somehow displaced.
Osjećaju se kao da nisu na pravom mjestu.
They have jet lag.
Od dugog putovanja aviona.
They have culture shock.
Kulturni šokovi.
Bengal means loud.
Bengal znači glasno.
The louder, the more truth is to be found in the loudspeakers.
Što je glasniji, to više istine možete naći u zvučniku.
And then I see them with a mental problem.
I onda vidim kako se hodaju sa svojim mentalnim problemom.
And then I always say, go into the kitchen.
I onda im uvijek kažem, idite u kuhinju.
Serve.
Služite.
Oops. Get out of your mental prison.
Napustite taj svoj mentalni zatvor.
And when they do it, they become so happy.
I kada učine tako nešto, onda postanu jako sretni.
When you can go the road of one selfless action a day.
Kad biste mogli kročiti putem barem jedne nesebične radnje dnevno.
You will soon discover many more roads in your life.
Uskoro ćete otkriti još jako puno putova u svom životu.
Yes, not so many people travel on these roads which you will discover.
Naravno, ne tako puno ljudi putuje putovima koje ćete otkriti.
But these roads will bring you everywhere.
Ali ti vas putevi mogu odvesti bilo gdje.
Ultimately these roads will bring you back to Godhead.
I ti će vas putevi konačno dovesti natrag Bogu.
Only the road of selfishness.
A samo put sebičnosti
will bring you down.
Će vas degradirati.
Krishna degradirati. Yes, Krishna speaks about them. there will be gates like dhamba, this means pride.
Krishna govori o tome, neće se na kapije poznate kao dhamba ili ponos.
A selfish person will go through the gate of lust.
Opsebična osoba će prolaziti kroz kapiju požude.
And a selfish person will go also through the gate of hatred.
A također i kroz kapiju mržnje.
But a selfless person will go back to Godhead.
A nesebična osoba će se vratiti Bogu.
It's not easy to learn to use these roads.
Nije lagano naučiti hodati tim putevima.
Some of us have forgotten that these roads exist.
Neki među nama su zaboravili da ti putevi uopšte i postoje.
For some of us these roads have been covered with grass.
Za neke od nas ti su putevi prekriveni travom.
We have to learn to find them.
Moramo ih naučiti pronaći.
And walk on them.
I hodati njima.
It may be a little difficult in the beginning.
Na početku će biti možda malo teže.
But I can guarantee you after the first meter you will find I'm happy. What's wrong with me?
Ali garantiram vam, nakon prvog prođenog metra shvatit ćete da se sretni i pitat ćete šta ovdje nije u redu sa mnom.
Very unusual experience for me.
Ovo je krajnje neobično iskustvo za mene.
It always works.
Uvijek funkcionira.
And you will be totally surprised.
I bit ćete jako iznenađeni.
Don't forget the kinesiological or whatever it is experiment.
Nemojte zaboraviti kinesiološki eksperiment.
The power of the mind.
Snaga uma.
It's very powerful.
Vrlo moćna stvar.
Madhavananda is extremely strong, but in the experiment B, he just yes, you look like fighting like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Madhavananda je izuzetno snažna osoba, međutim za vrijeme eksperimenta B, da, izgledao si kao da se boriš poput Arnolda Schwarzeneggera.
But yeah, because there were so negative thoughts around you, you were so weak.
Međutim, zato što si bio okružen s negativnim mislima, postao si slab.
And you are more weak when you think negative thoughts, not when other think negative thoughts.
A još slabiji ste kada sami mislite negativne misli, a ne kada drugi misli.
So, Hare Krishna, thank you very much. This was a difficult instruction and a difficult lesson.
Hvala vam puno, ovo je bila teška uputa i teška lekcija.
You were a wonderful audience, you really tried hard and thank you very much.
Vi ste bili predivna publika, zaista ste se trudili i puno vam se zahvaljujem.
Tomorrow it will be much easier.
Sutra će biti puno lakše.
Yeah, how nice you say it. Sutra će biti puno lakše. Yes. Okay, we will have now the arati ceremony.
Sada ćemo prisustvovati arati ceremoniji.
And then we will have an evening of the best theater which the Belkane has ever witnessed.
A onda ćemo imati veče najboljih pozorišnih predstava kojima je Balkan ikada svjedočio.
The leader of our jury has arrived.
Stigao je i glavni član našeg žirija.
Yes, he is already fixing up his mind in very critical, analytical, juridical watching.
On već usredsređuje svoj um na vrlo kritički metod posmatranja i prosuđivanja.
Yes, all right. Igorski has come.
To je, naš Igor je došao.
Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gonitai ki jai, Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.